Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the third hour of the program already. Can you believe it? This is the Merry Christmas week. Let's go right straight to my guest because time just flies right by. Beth Bauman, Town Hall. How the heck are you, Beth? A pleasure to have you here.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Are y'all prepared and prepped up for Christmas this week?
I am. It would be interesting if we actually had snow, though.
Wow, and you don't have snow in Idaho?
I know. It melted. Been very, very weird.
Aren't you usually, like, buried under feet of snow at this time of year in that part of the country?
Yes, we are.
Oh, it's global warming. I guess Al Gore is right.
I know.
Florida's still there. That proves him wrong, I guess. So what do you got planned for Christmas? Anything fun?
I have family coming. My aunt and uncle are coming over and just going to hang out and, you know, open gifts and spend time together and play board games. And
what kind of board games? I'm curious. What kind of board games at the town hall?
Well,
house? What kind?
Well, I love all board games except Monopoly. Anybody who willingly likes Monopoly is very weird. Honestly, one of my favorite ones is Sequence, and I like Tripoli.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Tripoli, wow.
Yeah. So I like a lot of board games. It's just really a matter of trying to find people who will willingly play them with me.
So, Monopoly, let me stop for a second. I like Monopoly. I really do. But after about a half hour, it's like, okay. Because that's 3 or 4 hours at least, right? Depending on how many people you're playing with.
Depending on, and I'm an only child, so when I would play, it'd be like me, my mom, and maybe a friend.
Right.
So it'd take even longer because there'd be so few of us. And then I'd always get stuck in jail, so I never made any progress. And it just, I don't like that game. So I would much rather play, Sequence or Tripoli or... I don't know. What else do we have?
I wonder if the socialists are going to change up Monopoly. I wonder if they're going to change that up. A new socialist version.
You know, it'd be really
funny. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It'd be really, because I could just see them making a little cartoon character of Bernie Sanders with a little AOC next to him. You know, and he'd have to have his arms up in the air all angry with fake money in his hand.
No child should have to pay that kind of interest for committing the crime of wanting to go to college. I can say it. I mean, every time I do his impersonation.
Holy crap, you sound just like him.
I know, and I shake my hands like him in the same way. I lean forward into the microphone. You know, you can do some really fun Bernie Sanders stuff. Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses. We've got to stand up for the Constitution, and we've got to do it today. We can't let him get away with it. Oh, it's too
funny.
You get
wide-eyed, too?
I do. I do the whole thing. It just kind of comes out. But last time I saw him, I thought, aren't people tired of that whole shtick, really? I mean, when you look at him, it's the same thing. I guess, I don't know, maybe not. It's a fun impersonation.
You know, the one thing, though, that I have to give him credit for is at least he doesn't pander. He really sticks with what he thinks is right, and he's been the same Bernie since before I was born, and at least you can look at him and say, I know definitively this is what Bernie stands for. That's a very rare trait, and at least you know what you're going to get with him. Gotta give him credit for that, because he
there's one reason that I can't, because Bernie Sanders' whole shtick is really developed around income inequality. And Bernie Sanders is a multimillionaire. And talks as if he's a house mouse. Okay? So the whole hypocrisy there from him. I mean, I don't know who's buying into this stuff, but the whole, you could go back and do the whole impersonation and come up with whatever you want about, him being a hypocrite and probably have a pretty good stand-up routine. because the guy's a joke. That's the only thing. It's really hard for me. And I think Pete Buttigieg, whatever you want to call him, the other day, made a great comment when he said, you know, it's really interesting that basically what he said was, I'm being yelled at by people who are worth, you know, 100 million times more than I am. I'm the only one that's not a millionaire on this stage. And it's really hard for you to, you know, I guess he was saying, don't throw stones when you live in the glass house, man. You don't have any right to talk about what you're talking about. You're all multimillionaires, and you're talking like you're one of the average folk, and you're not. And that includes Bernie Sanders.
And I was actually arguing with Bernie Sanders supporters on Twitter earlier.
Why do you do that?
Because I just, well, every so often, you know, I have to make things interesting. But because I like to torture myself. Come on, duh.
Yeah, if you're on Twitter doing that, it's such a vile, hateful place. But I got to give you some mad props for going out there and doing it.
Well, no, I mean, he said you cannot change a corrupt system by taking its money. And I said, says the man who profits off capitalism but wants to kill it. And a girl tells me that I think people have to be poor to think capitalism sucks. And I go, no, but, you know, he should be willing to give over his own cash if he's going to argue in favor of socialism. And apparently she thinks I have a crystal ball and I'm psychic.
Well, you know, you just pointed out.
He's literally said he wouldn't give money from his book, which he made tons of money off of through the capitalist system.
Well, therein lies the ultimate irony when it comes to these people, because socialism is based off of a small group of elites who control everything, and the rest who are, you know, doing the bidding of those few elites. It's failed everywhere it's been tried. And it's not, look, this is not a socialist nation. This country will fight to keep that from happening. I'm convinced of it. Virginia's a prime example of that. Before I get into some of the stuff that you've written, you know, today 13 people shot at a Chicago memorial, but I'm going to tell you those weren't all real nice people, you know, just like they tell you when it was the Vietnamese, you know, it's just a barbecue. No, it wasn't. It was a gang barbecue. They leave that out conspicuously. But I want to get your opinion on Virginia. I've been talking about it a lot. I had Sheriff Richard Mack on a couple hours ago. Your thoughts on Virginia?
You know, if you ever would have told me, even 5 or 6 years ago, that Virginia would go blue and we would be seeing this total anti-gun confiscation tactics, I would have said you were crazy. I mean, even when I interned in D.C. for a short time, I always said, you know, man, if I ever lived here and worked here, I would for sure live in Virginia because, I mean, it's kind of the unsaid rule that Virginia is kind of like the red. It's where like the Republicans and the conservatives and the gun lovers live, and Maryland is where more of the Democrats live. So I never thought I would see this happening. I am, however, I love continually seeing that counties are standing up and declaring themselves sanctuary cities for guns, or pro Second Amendment cities. I really, really love that, you know, it's something we had seen in Washington State, and I really think this is just setting up even more momentum for.
I lost you there for just a second. I understand how cell service works, but you said you said something about Washington State. Go ahead.
We saw something very similar in Washington State, and I think that this is kind of becoming a consensus across the country that Americans are saying, no, we are defending our Second Amendment rights, and we've had enough.
I think you're right. That's what I talked about. I asked Sheriff Mack the same question. Is this something? And I mentioned to him, I'll mention it to you in this last 45 seconds in this break. So we'll just use this opportunity to take it to a break so you can hear me ask you. And then when we come back, we'll get your thoughts. But I believe that what we saw started in Illinois, 67 plus counties in Illinois over the last year and a half in the face of the gun grabbers in Chicago saying downstate Illinois is sick and tired. Anything outside of Chicago is fed up, sick and tired of you people trying to run our lives. Now we're seeing the same thing in Virginia. Virginia didn't go blue. Virginia is still bright red. It was just a handful of counties and low voter turnout. Now they believe they can run roughshod. That begs the question of Electoral College. This is exactly why we have it at the federal level. We come back, I want to ask you, Beth, about that phenomenon at the state. Californians, same thing, bright red for most of the state, and three localities taking, you know, dictating everything. But in Virginia, this is something I'd like to see proactively across the country in states like Georgia, which is bright red, and Arizona, which is bright red, and send a really strong, powerful message before the next election. Beth, we'll get your opinion when we come back. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey! it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Always a pleasure to be here with you every single week. I hope you're having a great time or looking forward to having a great time with your family over the Christmas holidays or whatever holiday you celebrate. Some of you, if you're just tuning in, missed Alan Gottlieb in hour one because we gave him the night off, and AWR Hawkins, we gave him the night off. So we want to put, you know, we had Sheriff Mack call in hour one. So if you missed it, make sure to go back and listen to the podcast, which will be up not long after this show closes. A lot of what I've covered in the program today came out of Ammo Land. A lot of it did. Some of Dave Workman's stuff and others. They've given us a page that belongs to us, ammoland.com/AAR. It's real simple. It doesn't cost anything. Go get some of this material. You'll know some of what I'm going to talk about, or you'll be able to guess it prior to the program if you're reading the stuff that comes into your mailbox like I get. It's the same stuff. And they've given you the landing page at armedamericanradio.com/AAR. Of course, we heard Rob Pincus in the Personal Defense Network's Pro Tip of the Week. Again, he's awesome, and I love it because I have to shut up during that entire segment, and it's hard to do, so I've made some fun out of that. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com/AAR. And all of our sponsors, if you're drinking coffee, please support the Second Amendment and drink Defender Coffee. And at the end of the year, your donation for your profits goes right to the gun rights group of your choosing at Defender Coffee. We're going to be hearing from Derek Schrack at Defender this week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We didn't have enough time to squeeze him in today, but we're going to do that next week, I promise you. GunBroker.com, North American Arms, Car Arms on the Car Arms microphone in the daytime show, and we've got Bursa getting ready to bust here really, really soon. Of course, Emerson Knives, those of you who are sending me emails, I love it. Keep up the defense of the Second Amendment by supporting our sponsors that make this show possible and bring voices like Beth Bauman and Sheriff Mack and Alan Gottlieb and AWR Hawkins possible. All right, let's go back to Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Beth, got to keep the bills paid. You know what I mean?
Hey, I understand.
The question that I asked previously, which really wasn't a question, it was more of a statement. I'd like to see this proactively roll across the country in advance of the election. I think this sends a powerful message. And Sheriff Mack was in agreement with me. He says, I think that's what's happening. I think that is what's happening, because we were both in agreement that we've got to win this. This is a fight. It's not going away. We've got to win this. People need to be defeated, and this is a great way to send that message. Do you agree?
I agree to an extent. I think that most people, you know, I'll take here in Idaho, for example, they say, oh, we'll never give up our gun rights. Like, you move here, we're red. Like, this is what we believe. Don't try to change it. I think people get so caught up in their everyday life that they become complacent and assume that these things will never come to them. And then we see the fighting taking place after the fact. And it's a lot harder to try to reverse these, you know, these laws. Or, again, I'll use Washington State, their 1639 initiative. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were complacent and said it never passed, it never happened, and it did. And now we see gun owners who are upset and angry, and they are trying to launch a petition to reverse it. And so I would hope that people would fight before these anti-gunners totally squash the Second Amendment. But again, I think it just really depends on how active a person is and how much people pay attention. And, you know, the one thing the left is very good at is organizing. And, you know, I mean, the number of them that have their pre-printed signs and their materials and their ability to bus people in the right and pro-gun groups, we suck at that. I mean, we're terrible.
Well, hold on. I don't disagree with that. When you look at some of the, you know, some like the March for Our Lives, the whole, you know, Bloomberg funded deal that they said was a grassroots. There was nothing grassroots about that. David Hogg and his minions didn't create 500,000 people in D.C. That was done with the professionals, okay? And those are the organizers that you're talking about. But they can't do what happened in Virginia. Man, you talk about grassroots uprising.
Yeah.
So they can't do that. That's where we have the power. because we have freedom and rights on our side. That's why they're so afraid. And I think that's important. We can do what we saw in Illinois and are still seeing in Illinois and in Washington State and in Oregon and other states around the country. Tennessee, as I mentioned, in some of the other states, but, and Virginia, but obviously, as well. But this is a powerful message.
It is. The point I'm making, though, is that how many people do we know? And I'm not even talking the most politically active people, just your average Joe. How many people say, oh, well, my neighbor will take care of that, or I trust this representative to make sure it doesn't happen? How many people lay their trust in others to make sure it doesn't happen instead of doing the footwork themselves?
Well, you know, 60% in Virginia, because the turnout was 40%. So you're right smack on the money with that. We wouldn't be in this position in Virginia if that turnout had been what it should have been. Now you got people, let's take their term, now they're woke. Mm-hmm. The gun owners are woke, and they're so woke that every town's petrified. Go ahead.
And I mean, that was the thing that I was absolutely amazed by, because I covered the Virginia results as they came in. And, excuse me, I didn't even realize just how many Democrats won seats simply because no Republican or not even another person challenged them. You know, how many of these seats were won simply based on the fact that they were the only one running for the seat. So that's a whole other issue in itself, too. So, you know, making people believe that, you know, you're an average citizen, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't run for office either.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get people that are willing to do it. And honestly, in today's day and age, who wants to do it? Who wants to step into that cesspool known as politics today? It's terrible. It's awful. We see it at the highest levels. This is going to be, in 2020, the most vicious, I can't overemphasize that term, vicious campaign the history of this country. And the Democrats will do anything and everything. They will pull out all stops. Cheating is on the table for this one, flat out. And if you don't believe that, simply look at what they did with this phony impeachment hoax. That was just the beginning. I mean, you know, it concerns me when you see how off the rails they are today. Is Maxine Waters going to be able to handle another 4 years of Trump?
Oh,
I mean, think about that. It's a legitimate question. How about Robert De Niro? What a goofball. Shut up and act, man. But this guy's making a fool of himself. He was talking with Michael Moore, just story broke yesterday, that, you know, he says Trump has to be humiliated to the point that he needs a bag of blank. Literally, he was talking literally, not figuratively, thrown in his face so that the whole world could see him humiliated. This is how, I don't even know what word, vile, I guess, is the word you put, how hate-filled these people are. What's going to happen when Donald Trump steamrolls him in 2020? Because that's what's getting ready to happen. What are they going to do then? I don't see that violence isn't off the table. They've already been violent.
They're just going to continue with the shenanigans that they've done since before he was inaugurated.
Yeah, well, they said they were going to do it. Hey, Beth, I'm sorry. I went too long. I've got to stop you. Let's go back to that when we come back right after this break. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
Beth Bauman from Town Hall. I'm sorry I had to cut you off. I was just loving the conversation. I wasn't looking at the clock, and all of a sudden I had it in my ear. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Let's go back to that. We were talking about, those guys being nuts and, you know, whacked and out of their minds. You know, what are they going to do next?
I really think they're just going to continue with this impeachment stuff. I mean, it's just going to be another, they're going to try to find another scenario. I mean, granted, we'll see what happens with the articles of impeachment. I don't think he's going to be removed.
Of course.
But who knows if Nancy's even going to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate for the trial. So, you know, I think it's just going to be a continuation of what we've seen the last 3 years. And it's a really, really sad thing, because he's getting results. And it's amazing the number of independents or even people who, like myself, who held my nose and voted for him, who find themselves going, man, he's just not getting a fair shake. And all they're doing is pushing people further into his corner. So it'll be very, very interesting, and especially to watch, how the house goes, and whatnot.
Well, you know, you have Republicans that are spending a ton of money now targeting those 30 plus districts that Trump won, where the Democrats who voted to impeach are in, and the people, and he won some of them by huge margins, by very, very huge margins, Ukraine. So they're in, there's no question that they're in trouble. Here's a couple tidbits from what you just said. I don't see, you know, not only are they going after Trump, but I mean, if you look at somebody like Robert De Niro, who is so off the chain, I mean, these guys are still, I mean, Maxine Waters, you know, remember, go get them wherever they are, go harass them and hound them. What's next? I don't think they're going to be able to keep up one of the same at the same level from where they are now for over another 4 years. They're going to have to pop, and I'm concerned about that. These people have no problem dividing the country and are, in fact, actively working towards it now. The phony articles of impeachment, if she doesn't send them over to the Senate, guess what? No impeachment. Yet, you know, maybe an asterisk, but they have miscalculated badly on this one, badly, and it's going to cost them dearly, you think?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of how much it'll cost them. But yeah, I mean, they should have known it was a mess when they, you know, announced they were going to pursue an impeachment inquiry before Trump released the transcript. They should have known it was going to be a disaster yet again when they voted on said impeachment inquiry weeks after it had already begun. They've made so many mistakes that they just can't undo. And Pelosi has lost control of her caucus to people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, these freshman progressives who are loud. And, you know, Pelosi had never wanted to pursue this, and now she's going to get the political ramifications that she was worried about and had tried warning them about at the beginning of the year.
I think Americans are sick of all the actors in this too. I think they're sick of the players. When you see the microphone, and I've asked a couple Democrats, when you look at the microphone, there's Jerry Nadler, Schiff, Pelosi, and Maxine Waters, and Chuck Schumer. You look at that picture and you think, really? This is your vision of America? These people have been in office a combined several hundred years. It's time to oust them. Now, let's get a little froggy here. Because Virginia is showing us that we've had enough of this. We've had enough. And not just Virginia, Illinois, Washington, and other states that I mentioned, starting in Florida now. And we've even seen a county in New Jersey. I also mentioned Rhode Island, 19 different municipalities. So this is moving across the country. And it's Americans saying we've had enough of this. I just will tell you, and I'd like to get your comment, I don't see the twain ever meeting again, right? The twain shall not meet again. It's not going to happen. We're not going to wake up one day and say, oh, come on back over, welcome. It's not going to happen. There's too much division. There's too much hatred. And it is that. It's hatred today. And they've seen to it. All you got to do is go to Twitter. You were there. You do battle in Twitter. It's ridiculous. I tell people all the time, if you don't have to have Twitter, don't. Get out of it. You don't need it. This is not, how are we ever going to be able to come back together? I don't see it.
I don't think so. I think the most interesting people to watch, especially when talking about this division, is Joe Manchin.
Right.
He was always kind of seen as a blue dog Democrat. And, you know, the days of these, like, conservative Democrats or, you know, kind of left-leaning Republicans are kind of a thing of the past.
They're gone.
And that's not necessarily just the Democratic Party doing. That's both sides. And a large part of that is purity tests. We have these purity tests of, well, are you a true conservative? Well, are you a true progressive? Like, if you don't fall into these boxes and into these categories, then you're not truly, you know, and then the question is, who defines what those purity tests are and who defines what a true conservative or a true progressive is? And we get so caught up in these terms and whatnot that we don't focus on where we agree. We focus on where we disagree.
Yeah, it's not coming back. I mean, usually you could say with confidence that and in a situation like this, it would take a catastrophe. And let me tell you what would happen. Let's just assume that we, God forbid, had another 9/11. Are you going to join hands with Nancy Pelosi and sing Kumbaya and then be friends when it's all over? The answer to that is no. And what we're seeing, what we're witnessing right here, I mean, America will come together, as America always does in times of distress. We will do those things. But it has always taken something massive, a world war, a huge catastrophe, some massive terrorists or something like that, and not just a world war. We've had a war in this country, and it's taken something like this. But when we look at it in today's environment, we have something that none of those other eras have experienced, and that is instantaneous hatred delivered immediately 24/7 that's already divided. And that's not just going to fix itself, Beth. You're not, Chris No. Cuomo's not just going to start toeing the line, okay? You know, Greg Gutfeld is not just going to become, oh, you know, hanky-panky, patsy-patsy with Chris Cuomo. It's mm-hmm. never going to, Sean Hannity's going to be Sean Hannity. These things are, and this is extremely dangerous. It's extremely toxic when you combine that with the technology that's moving at, you know, instant speeds, where you can hate Piers Morgan for something he says about your gun rights, and he's in the UK and he sees it instantly in his Twitter feed. So yep. it's not going to get any better. Something has to snap. Something has to break. Otherwise, the two sides are going to have to just learn to live with each other. And I don't see that happening. I don't want to live as much. I don't want to live with Maxine Waters. I don't want to live with Nancy Pelosi. I don't want to live with any of them. And as far as I'm concerned, their ideology is a direct assault on everything I'm teaching my children about how to live life in America and prosper. And prosper is not a dirty word. It's not a bad word. Prosper is a good word. I'll let you take the last minute before I got to cut you off. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, the left is continually launching attacks on our very basic principles and everything America stands for. They're literally trying to transform America into what they think it should be, wanting wealth or wanting to be successful suddenly makes you a bad person. Wanting to protect yourself and have a firearm makes you a bad person. They launch all these attacks continually on us, and they're trying to redefine America, and they're forgetting that the majority of our beliefs are woven into our founding, and we can't lose that history. Once we forget where we come from, there's no going back.
We no longer exist. Let me stop you there, because that's a perfect place to break it right there. Well said. When we come back, we'll wrap up the hour with Beth Bauman. Don't go away.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We are back. One more segment with Beth Bauman from Town Hall. Beth, I've enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for jumping in. And again, Merry Christmas.
Of course, Merry Christmas.
You're going to have fun with your aunts and uncles. I know you are. Win those games. Win those games. Do you happen to have, do you have an uncle in the family like Eddie on a Christmas vacation?
No. Okay. So my family thinks that is the time to talk politics because they're conservative and they're like, Beth, let's get your take on this. So I have to tell my dad, you know, don't poke the bear, because he knows just how to ask the right questions to get him going on tangent.
Yeah, go ahead and poke that stick, you know, stick that stick in there and get that beehive all rustled up, man, get those hornets stirring. It's not a good place to do that. Fortunately, my family is like-minded, so if politics ever come up, you know, we're all preaching to the choir. But and that's not a bad thing, but we try to keep politics out of it anyway, because I'm in it all day. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
That's
all right.
Me.
Yeah, same way. Beth, now you've already written about this, and I've mm-hmm. been looking forward to talking with you about this. I tweeted out a headline yesterday, Saturday, about New Zealand, because mm-hmm. and the Fox headline I thought was really interesting. I love reading headlines because it's so easy to pick them apart. But the Fox headline I thought was interesting. New Zealand collected 50,000 guns. 50,000 people turned their guns in because yesterday was the last day, I guess, of the amnesty for turning in your firearms because a criminal brought the country to their knees and the prime minister used a terrorist attack to disarm her law-abiding citizens in a country that was widely seen as the safest in that part of the hemisphere. In other mm-hmm. words, there was no problem. All of a sudden, this guy gave her an excuse to do what liberals do here and take something from people who had no reason to have anything taken from them. And I looked at that and I immediately thought, well, wait a minute. That headline should read 1.45 million New Zealanders defy the gun ban.
Exactly. They, I saw that headline too and thought it was very misleading. If anything, what happened in New Zealand proves that these gun buyback programs don't work, because why? First of all, the term buyback always irritates me.
Yeah.
Because it makes the assumption that the government owned the guns to begin with, and that's not how it works. And so I believe the number is like 170,000 guns are still floating around New Zealand compared to the 50,000 they collected. What I just don't understand the logic of what do they constitute as being a success? Like, what are they moving goalposts? Did they even set a goalpost to begin with? You know, they said, okay, there's 200,000 so-called assault weapons. If we can get 20,000 of those, you know, then this is considered a successful buyback. You know, I want to know what these anti-gunners consider to be a successful program. That's the first question I always have. And then the second question is, okay, are they going to now come and do what we've always worried, you know, have been concerned about? And are they going to come start knocking on doors and confiscating and searching for them and whatnot? And so that's a very real question. But yeah, I would argue that just based on the numbers alone, that's not any way a success.
No, not as they would wanted to have defined it anyway. But that's why I thought the headline. Let me go to the headline. The actual headline listener says, New Zealand collects more than 50,000 guns after assault weapon ban following mosque attack. I'm going to quote a little bit from it, Beth. New Zealand authorities said Saturday their country will be a safer place after owners handed in more than 50,000 guns during a buyback program following a ban on assault weapons. The government banned the most lethal types of semi-automatic weapons less than a month after a lone gunman in March killed 51 worshippers. Nowhere in here does it say that there were an estimated 1.5 million of those guns. Nowhere in here does it say that taking the guns out of my safe doesn't make anybody that attends a mosque on the other end of the country any safer because they took my gun from me. When in reality, they just simply didn't want to focus on the fact that 1.45 million law-abiding New Zealanders defied the ban and defied their government. Go ahead.
And you know what? I'd have to find the interview again. I believe it was CNN, or I know it was like one of the super lefty networks. They actually had her, the prime minister, on, and she was pressed on the very issue of, okay, so you're taking guns from law-abiding citizens. How does that keep them out of the hands of criminals? And she flat out could not come up with an answer. She simply resorted back to the same talking point of, well, we now know we're more safe because, one, we didn't realize just how many guns we had floating in this tiny little country of ours, but hey, we got some, so that's a success. And so it was very interesting to basically watch how, you know, across the pond, they're using the same talking points as here, and it's not changing anything.
Yeah, and it's not coincidence that they're using the same talking points either.
It's not.
Police Minister Stuart Nash told reporters Saturday that criminals would find it harder to get their hands on assault weapons because they tended to steal them from lawful owners. But those weapons would now be out of circulation. Well, I hate to tell you, brah, but they're not out of circulation. You took a fraction of what was available in your country from people who were peaceful to begin with. So, you know, again, it's more of the same type of hype that we see from the gun prohibitionist lobby in this country. And as we just said, that is certainly not coincidence. And by the way, every unlawful gang in New Zealand said, we're not turning in crap, by the way. Of course they're not.
Absolutely.
Of course they're not.
They have no incentive to. You know, and again, those people who turned in their rifles, they are like you and I. They're the people who have them in their safe. They're the ones who use them recreationally or for self-defense. They're not people who are going and robbing stores or robbing people and committing crimes. Because, you know, the definition of being a criminal is someone who commits crimes and doesn't follow law. So, I mean, unless they're redefining the term criminal and we just haven't been made aware of it.
No, no. What they do is they leave the word criminal out. You never hear the word criminal in any of their pushes for new common sense gun safety measures. That nobody should be called a criminal. I don't have enough time to go into that. It's true. They don't. All kidding aside, they never once use the term criminal when they push for gun safety laws. They talk about common sense gun safety measures that are going to make all of us safer. Virginia will be no safer than it is today, no matter what they do, when all they do is have an impact on law-abiding people. And to me, I sit and I think to myself, how it takes a certain level of stupid to fall for some of this stuff. And I wonder, and I know the answer, and we certainly don't have enough time to explore it now because we're getting ready to end the program, but it's simply working on emotion rather than thinking something through. Hey, Beth, thank you for being here. I appreciate you taking time away on the week of Christmas and jumping on the program with you. And I hope I wasn't bothering
always
you by bringing you into the program.
Always a pleasure.
Beth Bauman, townhall.com. Is that where we can get you, townhall.com?
Of course.
Townhall.com, Beth Bauman. You can go and see her there and you can read. Now, you're not going to be at SHOT this year either, are you?
I'm not.
Hate that, but that's okay. I'll call you and yell at you about that later.
Because okay.
We're going to miss you there. Beth, thanks for being here. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Got to call it a night now, but I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow as we head into Christmas week because we can. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and Merry Christmas. We'll see you during the week.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.